back to Tabloid Tarot. Had ourselves a mid-season break, and we're back. I'm Ruben.
Tuesday.
And we're doing a Tabloid today to get everyone caught back up on what we've been kind of digging on and looking at. Tuesday's got most of the meat of the stories today, so I'll go ahead and start with you.
Just like a few things. Obviously, there's not like a ton of scandal going around. There's, I guess they put out the Johnny Depp things out or whatever. Mm. You know, rumors, of course, he's looking for work. He asked Robert Downey Jr. for a job. Rumors. That's what they are.
All rumors.
All rumors, people. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Also, he's trying to get back on the Pirates of the Caribbean, asking for 50 mil for it. People are kind of saying, like, if the trial goes well, he'll be okay. But if he doesn't, he's fucked. And for me, it's just like, you wrecked your, like, what studio in good faith would hire you after knowing the behaviors that you've been exhibiting for years that there's evidence of? Like, even if those were, like, taken at the shittiest moments, like, you passed out and da-da-da-da-da, like...
There's plenty of moments in between that weren't great.
Yeah.
The size of the entourage, the amount of money they're blowing on hotel rooms that they've wrecked like they're rock stars. Just what happened in Australia. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the whole thing. It's bad. It's a bad scene, and most companies don't want to be seen next to it. Like I was telling you a while back, they're starting to use Johnny Depp as like a druggy punk rock like image.
Like, I mean, like, he is. I'll have to send you a picture. It's him next to Keith Richards. And he's, like, he just looks like a fucking clone. Like, he's got the same fedora.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, he's just, like... He's trying to be a Pokemon like evolution.
Morphing into him slowly. Like, oh, my God, it's so creepy. Like, it's all good to have idols and stuff. I would choose Keith Richards idols as an idol.
No.
But, yeah, also, you shouldn't just, like, try to, like, single white female... And, like, just take over their whole, like, which leads me more to believe that he has no personality, he has no substance, he has to just, like, grasp things from people around him, and shit, like, he has no self, no real self.
He's been mimicking those around him and pretending to be functioning, that it's kind of what's left of him. The drugs.
Yeah.
That seems to be the choice he's still making, is that he wants... this very specific set of drugs that allow him to feel as if he's himself.
I mean, I guess, yeah. That's...
If you need all them drugs to get yourself into the right headspace to, like, be in public, maybe you need therapy.
Well, also, just maybe don't go out in public as much and stuff. Especially, like, now you don't have to, but, like,
you're all out there.
Yeah. But, like, during this trial, you're all out there, like, for the fans and taking their things and blah, blah, blah.
It also sounds like he surrounds himself with a version of the public, that entourage, that, like, 12 to 25-person entourage he's constantly surrounded with. That's a bubble. That is a public. He is always with people, and he has to always put on a face for those people because he's Johnny Depp, and he's... be Johnny Depp. He needs to be on and correct for them. And that's a problem. Because he's doing these drugs to... This is all conjecture, of course, but doing these drugs to maintain the image. To maintain the mask. Because he needs them to get him into the headspace like it's a role.
I guess it's kind of like Joan Crawford, in a sense. It's like, you gotta stay perfect. I'm Joan Crawford. I'm always.
Yeah,
like, you gotta always call someone up. This is Joan Crawford. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I always have to be this. I can't, like, actually be who I am, even if I have, like, some sense
only
of...
in the utmost privacy can you be you.
Yeah.
And even then, who are you when you're alone? Like, that's, like, existential crisis and dread. Yeah. And so, thus the drugs. So that you're never alone.
Been doing the drugs, like, for a long time. But that's how it always goes.
So that's the Depp stuff.
Depp, on the other side, Amber Heard's recent whatnots. Yeah. So she decided to take a trip to Turkey to be spiritual and visit mosque and stuff. And then she was, like, wearing, like, basically, It wasn't a turban, but it was, like, very head-dressy thing.
Oh, shit.
With no bra, so you can, like, see her. You can, it's not like they're showing through. It's just the hard nipple situation. No mask. Blah, blah, blah. And people are just like, what the fuck? Like, how, why are you just, like, first of all, you shouldn't be traveling, you stupid bitch. Like, there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
But you're not wearing a mask. You're dressing disrespectful. Like, that's not how you. And yeah, then she, like, all caught back with whatever. I'll do whatever I want. And then the next, like, photo where she's, like, visiting a place, she had a mask on. So it's like, you act like, you're like, no, I don't give a care. You know,
well, it's better
like,
that.
She's clearly, like,
at least she didn't double down. Like,
yeah.
And then the next photo, she's stripped licking the face of someone. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Tell me
she still has, like, the kind of, like, head wrap kind of thing to be like.
Yeah, she's still wearing the turban.
She's trying to keep the, it's not a turban.
The nurban? The not turban?
I'll send you the pictures. I haven't saved them. Not been? They're easily out there and stuff. Yeah. And stuff. So she's just been, like, doing that stuff, I guess, to stir things up, you know? So, whatever. I don't know what she's trying to do. Like.
She's wearing a Carl Urban.
Like, it's like. She wants people to like. Well, it's just like a head wrap over, kind of like a.
I'm gonna see a picture of this head. Yeah, head
I'll show you.
Wrap.
Yeah, it's.
So she's wearing.
Kind of like just a headdress, kind of almost, and that wraps over. There's no like, balling.
It's not.
Group,
it's
but
not,
it's going over the head around like this.
Wearing a job.
Yeah.
Kind so of more she's like that. She's showing up in pseudo costume because she's not respecting.
Yeah, and on top of that, like, so, like, people are like, we can see your nipples, too, and you're just,
which
like...
Which is part of it. It's a...
Because you're supposed to be...
If you were showing up to be respectful for meditation, for church, and you're like, I'm going to put on my turban. Okay. I'm going to put on my fake hijab. my faux hijab.
The word
it's for fashion.
I think she, like... Yeah, and also she said, well, you got to stay out of the sun.
Yeah, it's just... Da-da-da-da. She wants to look like Lawrence of Arabia showing up to Turkey.
Yeah. Basically,
that's yeah, like showing up the turkey, but your tits, that, and then you're being disrespectful to them because if you'd looked into how they might respond to you, you would have been more respectful.
Yeah,
you're entering someone else's area. You can be respectful, or you can be ignorant. Is ignorant always disrespectful? No, but you are a lot easier to step on.
Yeah,
that
and
pressure
like,
plate.
I feel like if you obviously. I agree with people. You shouldn't be visiting places.
Yes.
If you are going to visit a place at any time, it's good to at least get, like, an overview of the culture.
Yeah.
Somewhat know at least.
Do some recon.
The freaking, like, how you behave at certain places, like mosques and tombs if you're going to them, pyramids, whatever you're visiting, to know what the etiquette is.
Suicide forests.
You know, like, oh my god. Fucking.
Yeah.
If there is etiquette for that, it's like
it's not recording the dead or wearing a flipping like.
So that's how you get like that fucking bad juju and stuff.
Yeah.
Too like.
I
fucking, that's
hope,
how you get a ghost that
I
like follows.
I swear,
you.
I hope that a like Asian ghost followed the Pauls home and like are haunting the shit out of them. Cause they deserve it. I mean, douchebags. We've been going through the Amber Heard trial stuff where. We've been tearing through it.
So
that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, it's not until September on the verdict on that, but that's what's going on with them right now.
And we're tearing through the court transcripts of the testimonies, and it is not looking good for either party. It's mutually assured destruction, but we'll get deeper into that on the episodes where it's just us reviewing the transcripts.
Well, see, like, you say that, but I think because Heard is so much younger, and stuff like that.
She's got a better recovery.
Yeah. She can be a hot mess for a while and stuff. And then she'll just be like, oh, well, you know, I was a little wild, crazy. I was getting that out and stuff. And then she's just gonna...
But you can dig too deep and you can't get out. Look at Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, it's true. But
she tried the hot mess.
She hasn't gotten there yet.
She's... If she...
I don't think
she
so.
Has missed the point.
She hasn't had any bad surgery, so that's a good thing. She hasn't gone, like... on the Tara Reid or Lindsay Lohan thing of, like, just wrecking the face and body.
That's true. Because,
like, yeah, that can totally, like...
But we are talking about Lindsay Lohan, though.
Huh?
We are talking about Lindsay.
Oh, I was talking about Amber Heard.
Yeah.
In that sense.
But Amber Heard has
like,
a better chance.
She hasn't knifed herself.
She hasn't, like...
her career yet.
It's just, yeah, if you take being a hot mess too far and you can't come back. Because that's all anyone will remember you for.
Yeah.
Luckily for Amber Heard, she's not exactly... Oh, she's not Lindsay. She doesn't have the same household recognition.
Yeah, no.
Even to this day, I could mention Lindsay Lohan, and there's a good chance that, like, the average household will know who I'm talking about. But if I mention Amber Heard, there's probably, like, one out of five people in a household. Or one out of, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I mean, on top of the horrible scandals and everything, Lindsay Lohan put out good work. Before she fucking, like...
Before she became the hot mess.
She was good. I think she could still be good. It's just her face is fucked. So it's like, you could only go back to character work. And I don't think she would ever take those type of parts.
Yeah. But she doesn't... She actually can't act. It's just... Yeah, she has to actually like the role. And I don't think she's been getting those roles that... You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
crack the hunger back in her.
How it is. Like, especially when, like, she is definitely one of those
hard to ensure
hot mess forever. You bought an island, you had that crazy reality show
that was apparently
her, like, lecturing poor people that got trapped into it and trying to, like,
these poor people,
act like
man.
She was normal when she clearly isn't.
She kept rolling in on him, being like, look, this isn't a show for everyone to just be fucking. And then, like, she'd, like, roll in, everyone's just fucking. That was just drunk and fucking, and she's like, "What? This isn't. What'd you expect? You put him on a party island. Would you?"
But I don't want y'all to be serious. And yeah. It's like,
yeah. I guess speaking of parties, I'll mention also in maskless news. So Usain Bolt, fastest man alive, gold medalist. He had his birthday party.
How old is he now?
Jeez,
did he say?
I don't know.
We'll look it up.
I did. Yeah. So. Had himself a birthday party. No masks. No distancing. Everyone's dancing on each other. Everyone's hanging out, having a great time. Laughing about how they might even break curfew. And the cops should be breaking them up any moment now. But that obviously never happened. Like, four or five other pro athletes were at that party.
Whoa. This just seems so dumb. Like, how can you be so ignorant?
Because you either think you're safe, or you think your money, or your health, or something is going to protect you, or you don't think it's real, or you're like, I don't know, the smash mouth of it all, where you're like, we're going to body.
That's what I love, though. So, like, Vanilla Ice winds up having to, like, cancel his thing in Austin because not enough people bought tickets, and it was only, like, a 200-seat place, I think. And then people were fucking going to Smash... I'll give it to you. Smash Mouth has a few decent songs.
Now, I'll also say this.
No way I would go to see them now.
The people who went to that Smash Mouth concert were all from the Sturgis Biker Rally. So there was a whole bunch of old bikers and, like, bike people and people that just were, like, waving Confederate flags.
Who?
Well, they mingle, those folks. The bikers, the like, we love the South, but we don't live in the South. Bikers, and, like, you get all these groups of people, and they go to Sturgis. They've done it for a long time, and they mingle, and it's neutral territory. We're not going to have a fight. We're just going to talk about how cool our bikes are and drink. And look at that lady with her tits out.
Like Daytona?
Yeah.
Okay.
But for bikes. Because the Daytona thing's for the... racing, and people still bring their bikes.
Oh, well, my dad used to go down to Daytona with his bike, his motorcycle.
But that one's more of a vehicle show type of, everyone, like, check out how cool all our stuff is.
But, like...
Exactly. But Sturgis has always just been really about the bike rally. That's pretty much the people that showed up to the Smash Mouth concert. None of them wearing masks. I mean, it's just, there's been, like, 250 plus cases traced back to this biker rally.
Yeah, because you're all packed in at a fucking concert. Yep. You're yelling, you're screaming, like, you're probably a little drunk and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that's another thing.
Distancing. You're rubbing your shit all,
like,
over each other.
Oh, I had read in, like, Austin news that the bars are trying to get opened back up and stuff. And it's
They're
like, y'all are being belligerent. Like, this is not the time. Like, so many things, articles that I read before, that's like, but bar life is, like, my only life. And did it... Whoa, now, like...
Devil's advocacy on it. The owners are suing because they feel there's been discriminatory choices in what has been allowed to reopen. They're kind of right.
I don't think theaters should be open.
Same. Neither should. Some restaurants shouldn't be allowed to have dine-in. But they're citing what can and can't, and they've decided bars aren't part of it. So a bunch of bars have sued to essentially be allowed to be part of it, because, like, why can't we, if that restaurant's allowed to be open like that, why can't we, if this thing's, why can't we have reduced capacity? So they're arguing for, to at least be allowed to choose whether they should be open or not be open, and at least give us some restrictions to follow. Don't just tell us you're not allowed. Especially when places like Alamo Draft House and some of these restaurants are making bar sales, essentially.
Yeah, that's what I hate the most of it, because it's like with the Draft House. Oh, you can take it off when you're eating and drinking. When are you not eating and drinking doing your Alamo thing? At least your first 30 minutes, probably. Yeah. And then maybe you put the on your mask, but you're still going to be drinking throughout and stuff, too. So, like, it doesn't matter. The mask is pointless. Like, the mask is just a lie in that situation. I hate that.
If you're not wearing it properly and you're taking it on and off, there's no point in having it.
Yeah. And they're all, like, still, I don't know about the other theaters, but they're being like, because Alamo keeps sending me things trying to be like, come to the theaters.
On the theaters, 6-foot distancing.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da.
On the theaters, what I've seen is a lot of people complaining that what they've noticed when they went to the theaters is that the second the lights go dark, people are either removing their masks or lowering their masks.
Yeah.
The second they think that they're good, they're just, like, taking their mask onto their chin so that if, like, the usher does walk by, they can go, oh, I'm wearing it, and then they put it on. Which is, yeah, it's not a safe environment, despite what they tell you. Despite Tom Cruise making a video about him, like, being so excited to go see Tenet in theaters, wearing a mask with clip filters, so it's doing nothing. Because those clip filters
do nothing. I took a picture of that shit.
Yeah, they're just holes. There's a whole video, I'll have to find the link to it. So he goes in, and it's a packed theater. There's no social distancing. And he's all like, yeah! Tom Cruise, Scientology will keep me safe.
I'll be infected next.
Oh, dude, right? Now, this is also complete conjecture and rumor. Please don't sue, because I know how much they love to sue. I would not be at all surprised to find out at some point that Scientology is in the middle of hiding one of the largest coronavirus outbreaks.
Ooh, what if Kelly Preston died from it?
No, she died from her health complications that she wouldn't receive proper health from. It's a sad, sad, sad thing. She wasn't the only one, though. Another one of her family members just passed. It's just a whole thing.
No, like, if... from what I read, she was very faithful, and if she believed that she shouldn't get treatment, that's her choice. Yep. That's her right.
Just like Steve Jobs.
It fucking sucks for the people around you, but, like...
Yeah, nothing you can do. If the person won't seek help, you can't force
and I mean,
them.
Like, I even have my own limits and stuff. I don't think I would probably try to go through chemotherapy and all different kinds of shit, because it barely ever works. It costs so much fucking money. You know, different stuff like that. At some point, you just gotta be like, no.
That's my moral choice, as opposed to my, like, religious or medical choice. To be like, I'm not gonna, like, drain my entire family's, like, funds to, like...
To eke out another year or something, yeah. And I could just try to have a good, decent year with what I've got left.
Appreciate what I got and, like, go out the way I want to. Yeah. Which is a whole nother conversation that we can totally have, actually, because it's a good one. On the note of the no masking and Usain Bolt's birthday, Jamaican authorities are now saying they're going to investigate what happened at the party. Contact trace everyone they can. One of the Manchester City soccer / football players, Raheem Sterling, they were worried that he was positive. He was awaiting his test. Test finally came back. They say he's negative, but he's going to have to take another test before he's reintroduced to the rest of his team, before they go into essentially a player bubble, which means they will essentially be isolated and interacting with no one so that they can play. So he's potentially put everyone at risk, as well as his team. If not just that...
It should be fined at the very least.
Something. There should be some sort of, like, you could have screwed us all. You could have either... You still could. You could come up negative on this test, get into the bubble,
and take the bubble out. I would just drop them from the team if I had that, like, money or authority or something. Straight up.
He's one of their
stars.
For
my example, I would not give a shit.
They're gonna chance it.
But, like, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, ugh.
I guess I might. What was the other things? Okay, so Bella Thorne.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but I think I am because it's spelled the E after.
Yeah, I'm sure I mispronounced Sterling's first name, so.
Anyway, so it's like 20 something ex Disney star. Supposedly she's an actress, but I've never seen her in anything. So she's probably terrible. She's probably like Amber Heard level in that she's pretty, but she has no talent, you know, like in that capacity. Or she hasn't found, what she's good at. Haven't seen her work, so I can't say if she is or not. But, like, basically, she, on top of the $20 sub that she got, like, 50k people to do, she had a $200 PPV, pay-per-view, message, which I guess is, like, a photo where you kind of, like, tease your stuff to get people excited about it, and it's supposed to be nude. And it was nude, as I understand. I can't find the photo. Maybe it's out there somewhere.
It's probably... She's...
Because people are pissed. Yeah. Well, like, it's, quote, Instagram nude in the sense that you're, like, you're covering tastefully and stuff. You're nude, but you're covering, like,
the real nudity.
Yeah, exactly. It's like fucking Playboy, pretty much, where you're, like, not really seeing nudity because it's so, like,
it's just
softcore. Yeah. Like, nipples are covered, pussy's covered. That's not nudity to me.
Yeah, it's definitely not nudity.
Well, that's PG-13. But yeah, so a lot of people bought the $200 picture as well as subbing. And then they got it and they're like, what the fuck is this? So they all, or not they all, but I'm sure probably a bunch of them asked for chargebacks. And because of that, even though OnlyFans saying, we don't change policies just because of one person kind of thing. All of a sudden, it's $50 for content. That's your cap. $100 tip is a cap. So, like, you can do, like, $150 is the max that you can get now for your content. Before, when it was, like, pretty much, like, a lot of platforms and set your price. This is what my videos cost. This is what the pictures are, and stuff like that. And the people agree to pay it or y'all negotiate, whatever. Yeah. Like, everyone has their own rights and stuff. And now, basically, like, sex workers have the shittiest rates and stuff now because of all the...
They can't essentially utilize the system properly.
Now, instead of being able to have a weekly paycheck, because everything was kind of held for just a week in case of chargebacks and shit, because they do go after people's scam, which is basically what she did. She scammed people because she advertised a nude photo,
and then she did not
provide it. And now, like, all the sex workers and strippers that had to move to this platform, apparently this was, like, their new holy grail. They were, like...
New spot, man.
Getting at least somewhat secure and stuff in this time and everything has been fucked over by one stupid celebrity.
Yeah, one person that felt like they could game the system or that they could somehow, like, just thirst trap.
She said thing now. Because she says that she started the account because she was going to be making a movie about sex workers and blah, blah, blah with this guy. And it was part of research. But after this whole thing has gone down, that guy has come out to say, like, we had discussed, like, a beginning of it or maybe something kind of happening and stuff. But, like, I didn't tell her to do this. We, you know, nothing was set in stone, etc. Like,
this is all her.
I respect sex workers and I would never do stuff, you know, to hurt them, blah, blah, blah. And she just
made,
like,
a money grab.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, blah, blah, oh, ha, ha, and stuff. Like, no, like, you're stomping on people that are working hard right now. Yeah. Like, so many of us just trying to survive, and you made $2 million in, like, a week by scamming people. Like,
yeah, for false advertising product.
You're like,
it's like having a deli case and then saying, what would you like on your sandwich? And you go, well, this. And then when you get the sandwich, it's plastic. And you're like, wait. And they're like, well, you picked it out. Yeah, but it was in a deli case. So how was I going to know this was fake meat? Well,
I don't even get it either. Like, you're in your fucking 20s and shit. You're probably the best that you're ever going to look and stuff like that.
how hard is it to make it a legit topless photo? Like, that alone, I'm just like, I don't get it.
Look, she was utilizing Instagram thirst trapping techniques. And how that works is you need to bait them, you need to hold them, and then you need to give them what they came for. She tried the bait. She got the money. She failed at the hold. Because the system isn't Instagram. You need to give them what they asked for on the first step. Because the pre-step is the bait and the hold. The subscription is both the bait and the hold. You need them to get in. They've subscribed. Now they can see what it is they want to try and, like, you know, purchase and whatnot. And that's the hold, is the previews. Is the, like, we're going to have these things. And then from there, when they buy it, they need to get it. Because you have advertised the product.
Yeah, it's like, I just legit do not understand.
It's because of the whole, I think because of the, like I said, that model of making scam money off Instagram. Of getting followers. But OnlyFans is not the same. Because these followers are subscribers. They're paying. They're not free and just like watching you. And you're getting ad revenue. Or whatnot. Because so many people visit your page. And that's part of the hold. You need to keep them coming back to your page. OnlyFans, you need them to keep buying things off your page. And when all that money got dropped on your page and all that was available was a hand bra pick, yeah. 2/3 of those people ain't gonna be coming back. They probably canceled the subscription, asked for the charge back. Contested it, because that's not what you were asking for. It's not what you're paying for, it's not what was advertised.
Also, that's from what I read, that's how the site works, exactly. And how I'll have to find her name on Twitter, was explaining exactly how I found such succinct information. Is basically, like, they take a cut, you know, how it is and stuff like that, but, like, you post up your pictures, your videos, your stuff like that, you're constantly making content. And, like, working and shit, and now because of this, like, apparently she had, like, responded by making a 50% off sale, so that, like, went pretty well, and she, like, started another one or whatever, but it's like, yeah, now, it's like, now her and a bunch of people are, like, having to fucking, like, scrape and scrap because all the rates are down for shit, like, all this stuff that they've been making, and, like,
they just decided to police the community. Now suddenly
worth less because of how, like...
Yeah, because one person tried to hyper-game the system.
Yeah. And, like, made it where now people believe more that sex workers are like that and stuff. That they do the same thing she does. The bait and switch. Oh, yeah, you get a nude photo and stuff when it's, like, it's not like that. That's legit their job, and that's how they continue to get people coming back and stuff. You get what you pay for.
If she's all like, look, first up is the tease pack. First thing released is a tease package. It's me in, like, scandalous photos, and it's me teasing. It's straight up not advertised as nudity. This is advertised as exclusive what it is.
No, like, and, she, and the, like,
the highlight of that is the hand bra.
Told shit. Everyone beforehand, okay, no, that there was not going to be any nudity. She's like, there's not going to be any nudity. But then she puts out a pic that says it's a nude pic. And
then you post one that says this contains nudity, and it's not actual nudity.
Yeah. Like, someone had even messaged her, like, how nude are you? And they're like, no clothes, nude. Winky face.
Technically.
It's like, yeah. But a ton of people are no-clothes nudes and all different kinds of, quote, I guess, tasteful shots and stuff where you don't actually see any what I would consider nudity. Right. Like, unless there's, like, lips. Unless there are lips and nips, stuff like that. That ain't really, or spreadage. It's not really, like...
Lips, nips, and spreadage.
Spreadage just, like, gets more onto the porn versus, like, you know, those levels. For sure, if it's spread, it's porn.
Oh, like, yeah. corn. You'll know it when you see it. A congressman once said that.
Well, I mean, there's different levels, like soft core and stuff like that, where there's...
Yeah. Where you're confused as to whether it's pouring. Because they seem to actually care about what's happening in this story.
It is like a bad lifetime story. You'll never see any badge or penis and stuff because it's soft core, but like, maybe it's funny.
Oh, speaking of lifetime stories, R. Kelly. So R. Kelly is in jail on multiple charges, and apparently his fans have been disrupting the jail. They have been outside the jail, blocking entrance to the jail, holding protests outside the jail, so much so that the jail declared that it wasn't safe to have visitors. So suddenly, visitors are allowed in the jail due to R. Kelly's fans. R. Kelly is laying on his bed. Another prisoner walks into the cell and proceeds to start punching R. Kelly.
Yeah. I thought he was about to get shanked, but yeah, I mean, that's how it starts.
R. Kelly is in an area, I mean, he wasn't going to get shanked. At best, he was going to get smashed. Or that dude was going to walk in with a heavy object and start pummeling him with it. If he meant to actually kill R. Kelly. Now, I think either this is a scam by R. Kelly, or the logic of the guy is this will get him taken out of the jail, and if he's not in the jail, those people aren't blocking visitors.
Alright.
So the dude pummels R. Kelly. According to the jail, R. Kelly is fine. There was no real injury. But his lawyers say that they're getting conflicting reports on the injuries, that they're hearing much more damage has been done to R. Kelly by this pummeling, and they haven't talked to him or heard nothing. That was the last thing they had said, but they're pushing for him to be released for his safety. So yeah, either, in my mind, it's either R. Kelly had this dude come beat him up, which is why he just got punched, and there was no real injury. You just have a dude, like, come in, look threatening, and start, like, pummeling you while making a lot of noise. You know, quote-unquote, pummeling you. Guards take you all away, and hey, look at that, I've been attacked. Someone needs to call my lawyer to let him know I've been attacked. In my cell. And now your lawyer has a better chance of getting you out. So that's the end result of what I think either situation was wanting. R. Kelly out of that jail. Because if he's not in that jail, his fans aren't blocking the road.
Ugh. Oh my god. Freaking. Well, see if he gets out, I guess. Or goes to, gets transferred.
They want him transferred to house arrest somewhere, but it's like, no. That dude can't. You cannot trust R. Kelly outside of a jail. He will flee. He will get on a private plane and disappear. Go live in Russia.
Yeah, I'll never see him again.
Oh, you'll see him again. He'll pop up as some dictator's, just like I said, just...
Nick Cage.
Like Nick Cage had...
Or Steven Seagal.
He'll disappear somewhere. Somewhere he thinks is safe. And somewhere the leader of that country will protect him and, like, ignore that he's in that country. And then, like, 4 or 5 years later, he'll act like nothing happened, if possible. I mean, look at Julian Assange. That dude's was hiding for a long time from rape charges. And now they're talking about, like, letting him go because he's a high profile, whatever. And it's like, no, he got kicked out of that embassy because he started acting like a bad house guest. Wouldn't pick up after his cat. Started talking shit about the Ecuadorian president. That's how you get kicked out.
So it's like, yeah. Just don't know how good they got it.
You start biting that hand. You're going to get kicked right out. So yeah, I think R. Kelly, if he get, he is a flight risk. So I don't think they're going to be very willing to let him go. Because he was a flight risk to begin with. Like, that's why he has charges in so many different places. Because he was snatching kids from a bunch of different places, having his people convince their parents that it was cool for those kids to fly around with R. Kelly. He had a Epstein style organization that was recruiting young girls, globetrotting them. That's bad. You can't let that dude out. He is going to try and escape. He's going to try and flee, or he's going to try and contact people to mess with his case. You know what I mean? Like, no, you need to keep that dude where he's at. Just give him a better, keep him in a more secure location. Put him in a solitary. Put him in a more secure location. Put him in a better block. Move him to an island where his fans can't get to. You ain't got no island jails. That's something Australia. Only we do here. Something only America does with these island jails, like Rikers and all these islands we turned into jails. I think, I want to say New Zealand also does that. Or is that Norway? That has like these jails that are like out in the middle of nowhere that are just like day camps almost. But like they're essentially meant to humanize you so you reintegrate better back into society. But that's, they have a better jailing system than we do. Because ours is all about that money.
Yeah.
Oh. Anything else?
Yeah, George Michael's lover.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say his name, but I'll keep referring him to like that because he hates that.
He doesn't like being called George.
He doesn't like being called that because he has a name and he's a person. Anyway, I don't like him a lot. But I won't get into that whole history of his shittiness for now. But Fadi Fawaz, formerly a hairstylist. He's a George Michael on and off for like, I don't know, like 10 years before he passed away. Recently arrested in London as he was looking for accommodations. So I'm guessing he's still homeless. Because he was beating the shit out of cars with hammer. Yeah, I got like one picture of the damage and him like looking all kinds of, like, so like last year, he was homeless wandering the streets and everything because they finally kicked him out of one of the houses, and like the dude just like, I'll have to find that picture to now and stuff, like even more so, like he just looks like trash, like.
Hey man, it happens.
Isn't just like a tracksuit and flops and shit.
Oh shit, he's dressed like a Slovenian?
Oh, it doesn't help him that, like, okay, like so
he's going to the clubs.
Yeah, no, yeah. So he is Australian, but of Lebanese descent. So, yeah.
There's all kinds of different style choices happening.
Yeah, he straight up kind of looks like what you're saying. It looks bad. Like, so yeah, just wandering like that. Like, hidden fucking cars with hammers, so they arrested him for that.
Plural? Like, was he, like, hammer-broing it up, like he's walking around with two hammers?
Three different cars were damaged. He only had one hammer. As far as I can tell from the pictures.
I thought you were about to say he had three different hammers. I was like, what?
Three different. Ooh. I guess.
This Bentley is a ball-peen situation.
A BMW and a couple other.
BMW's a claw hammer situation.
Oh no, it is a claw hammer. Oh, yeah. I'll send you one of the pictures where he's got those holes from the fucking claw. Yeah, it was a claw hammer. Like, so he's beating those cars, right? In the streets. And
these streets.
I'll see the picture too, because one of the cops arresting him, I was really glad he had on a fucking mask. Obviously, Fadi didn't have a mask on.
No.
But the cops.
When you're
did.
Looking like you stepped out of a dirty Russian time machine, you don't, well, you so don't have
looks,
a mask.
He looks fat. I'll send you the picture. Especially because, like, I would argue he's a, like, good-looking dude. And, like, he just, like, let his hair go, everything. So he has a nasty mustache. But, yeah, they arrested him for the damages, obviously. Forgot what the third charge was, but Class A drugs. So it's like, ugh.
Probably possession, like, then.
Yeah.
Dude, he was probably on something. Walking through the streets,
exactly.
Getting crazy.
And it's just, like, stuff like that I fucking hate because, like, it's just continuously after George Michael's death, he just, like, trashed him. Talking about how he was a fucking crackhead. And which, arguably, from, like, all
rumors.
The things that are out there. Not rumors.
Oh.
George Michael was arrested at one time for smoking crack.
Ah.
And, like, the last 3 years of his life, pretty much it was supposed to be, he was, like, on and off rehab. Not just for crack, even though, like, they would never, publicly, they wouldn't say anything about the crack.
Well, yeah.
They said about his drinking and stuff, and, like, definitely from the later on and stuff, how his face and how he gained weight and stuff, he was drinking quite a bit, but I don't think it was just drinking. But yeah. And like the cause of death that they have was like fatty liver and heart condition and stuff like that. So that, yeah, that would corroborate drinking and stuff. But I'm sure there also was crack still going on and stuff, but that's not like, I don't know, he just seems very bitter, yeah. And, like, obviously, like, you were there, man. Like, when y'all first got together, from all the interviews you've given and stuff, you knew he was doing GHB. That's what he liked. That was kind of his thing and stuff. But you didn't really want to, like, get with him because of it, but then you still did, yeah. And you still continued to be with him while he was doing all this shit. So it's like, why then talk smack and be like, oh my god, it's such a fucking mistake. He was such a piece of trash. Da-da-da. Like, fuck him. He was an icon. Da-da-da. Yeah.
No, he was. Bitter. He's mad that he wasn't left anything.
Yeah.
So he's trying to sell what the information he may have or garner.
So it's his other former lover. Yeah, it's just like, I don't understand because, like, well, I mean, I guess I do understand. George Michael is, like, I think easily the case of, like, but, like, on the Johnny Depp side, I keep thinking. Like, Johnny Depp surrounding himself with Yes Men, he easily could have gone down George Michael's path. I wish George Michael was still fucking here instead of people like Johnny Depp. Where it's like, somehow they got luckier, they didn't get on the wrong drugs, they didn't have so many people that, you know, like, people could have been reaching out and trying to help him and da-da-da and stuff like that. Like, clearly, the dude was, like, for decades in horrible fucking pain, but, like, not even the people closest to him, his partners, like, were really doing anything to help him.
No, it seemed like he had a lot of enablers around.
Yeah.
A lot of people that were riding it out, getting what they could out of him.
Exactly. And that's what I hate. It's like, you were just there hoping that you would fucking, like, get the house and shit, and you didn't.
Yeah.
And it's too bad. But, like, that doesn't mean you should be, like, running your mouth and shit like that, like,
so I don't smashing know. It up.
Yeah. This is not, like, you're fucking innocent and stuff like that, because, like, the fucking part of, like, the whole thing and stuff when they're trying to, like, get him out of the house. He's like, no, I've got squatter's rights. And da-da-da, and he would have wanted me to stay here. And he's like, and no, I won't get a job. Because, like, before, like, this whole thing, and I'm assuming during the relationship, somewhat, I would hope, the dude's a fucking hairstylist. Yeah. Why don't you just cut hair? You were a celebrity hairstylist. Look, I don't understand it was the same thing with, Pete Burns, is that his right name? Who died from his plastic surgery fucking addiction and shit. The guy that he was with is the same, like, kind of fucking thing. Oh, we're gonna sell a bunch of his clothes and da-da-da and stuff like that because we don't want to work or doing these kind of things. I don't understand that kind of mentality that, like, you're with a celebrity now and or you've, like, put in your time or whatever, so all of a sudden I shouldn't have to do anything.
It could be a mixture of things. Yet again, devil's advocate over here. On that. So, it could be a similar situation to, like, quality of life stuff. You've become, while in the union with that person, while in that relationship, you became used to a certain quality of life. Maybe you pretty much ended your career to be their partner full-time. And because of that, you have no more connections to get back into that world. You don't have the funds or the resources to get back on your feet in a job market that you have been 15 to 20 years out of. You know what I mean? And that's all the logic for, like, housewives.
Yeah. Well, but for, like, him, at least he was just straight up like, no, I won't get a job.
Yes. He is choosing not to. And a part of it could be that he has become used to not working. And while with him, he didn't have to. And now that he's gone, and he got nothing, he feels he shouldn't have to. Because he was owed, and deserved, to have been taken care of. And he wasn't. As such, yeah, the dude starts smashing up the house that he was supposed to be his. Until they kick him out of it. on the George Michael situation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but just on house alone, you could have written it for so much longer if you wouldn't have.
But every time he got high,
yeah, that's true.
He was in the house that was supposed to be his. Every time he got drunk, he was in the house that was supposed to be his. That resentment, that anger at looking at all of it. Eventually, you start smashing stuff up because you're like, "Fuck these windows." Fuck this mirror, fuck this painting, fuck this.
As far as I can tell, there was curtains, not really any.
Whatever. Insights, point is, yeah. He's smashing the drywall, because, you know, like, fuck this place.
But if it's like that, then wouldn't it have been like that if you were given it, kind of?
Nope. Because that resentment for not having been given it probably wouldn't have been there. Maybe time would have created a whole different thing. To make him bitter, he'd have found some other reason. Maybe he wasn't given enough. Maybe he was only given the house and he wasn't given any money, and so that alone was like, why didn't you give me enough money to like keep the house? You know what I mean? Like something. What if it never will be enough for some people what they're given? The fact that he was given nothing. Yeah. I can see where it would lead him to start smashing the belongings and. Smashing the reputation. I don't see where that leads to him wandering the streets smashing cars.
Yeah, well, like I said, he was also caught for possession. Yeah, so,
that's the drugs.
Like, he...
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. If,
like, the reports from whatnot are... He's pretty much been homeless for a year. Like, he was in budget hotels, and I guess however he had that money right now, and then he was just like... Because, like, before this, like, about a year ago, he's just seen, like, wandering the streets, smoke a cigarette, not looking great, not looking as shitty as he does now, but, like, had already started putting on weight, and was just like...
Yeah, man. It'll get ya. That's pretty much most of the tabloid news that we've caught up on.
Never anything happy.
Very rarely is tabloid news happy. It's interesting. Mainly because it's mostly human interactions and how people respond to, like, pressure. Fame. Not everything is beautiful Instagram pictures. Not everything is the idea that, like, it's all perfect from a distance. Sometimes from a distance, it's a dumpster fire. The closer you get, the hotter it's gonna be. And I appreciate those dumpster fires because they illuminate those nearby. And suddenly, you can see what is happening with that guy in contrast to the dumpster fire. And you're like,
I guess so.
Oh, you know what? He didn't do that. But he is still doing something wrong. Or he is still throwing ice buckets at people, but he sure isn't writing in the with the blood of his severed finger.
Right? Like...
You know what I mean? One of those is a dumpster fire, and the other is just like not cool.
I think that's how it's going to work. Johnny Depp is the dumpster fire. Amber Heard is getting the fire shone upon her.
Oh, yeah, she's standing close to the fire. How people know her. Like, she's starting to smolder. But that could also be the steam coming off hot garbage. So,
I mean, I would say she's probably got, like, 5 years if she can continue her career anyway, yeah, because it's all looks based.
As long as she doesn't keep being culturally insensitive, because she does not seem to respond well to the other people's cultures when she's appropriating them.
No, she don't give a damn.
Yeah, man. Out here looking like Lawrence of Arabia, expecting people to, like, I don't know, go full Stargate and, like, bow for you as you, like, come through in your desert wardrobe. You know what I mean? Like, nah, man. Ain't no time for that. No, I
still sued.
Right? She knew how to wear it. Like a reason.
Just showed up to Egypt. And, like, pictured outside. The pyramids are in the background. I got on a still suit. Still
suit. Trying to get in the movie. It's very uncomfortable. Yeah, man. Still suit and faux hijab. Fashion hijab. Like, really?
Good job, but make it fashion.
Yeah, like, what? What? Ugh, that's so offensive to me. Like, I'm not even of the faith, and that's offensive to me.
I'll send you the picture like, so you can.
If it's not your thing, don't be wearing it. Don't put a headdress on. Don't put a turban on. Don't put a fashion hijab on. Think about it before you don someone else's religious attire, cultural fashions. Just think about it before you do it. Just think real good about it.
Just don't wear that headdress. Don't wear headdresses. A fucking horrible, racist appropriation person.
I will send a Patronus slap across your face. You're wearing a freaking headdress of almost any kind, unless you earned it. You're wearing freaking headdresses. Freaking did
it as Victoria's Secret a few years ago.
Oh, God, yeah. That was terrible. Like, it's just...
I don't understand why these things still have to happen, where people have to be like, this is wrong.
Didn't they do it also with, the fashion industry
Victoria's Secret is always being fucking shitty about stuff like that. And, yeah, other fashion people as well. So, yeah, it just looked nice.
On these, upcoming, we're also going to be starting a new, singular episode that we're going to be throwing out, called, The Haunted Heart, or, Deep in the Haunted Heart of Texas. And we're going to be talking about haunted locations in Texas. There's a ton of them. Texas is huge, and it's old, and it's been very violent. So
that's true, because much of it used to be Mexico as well.
Yeah, we fought Texans spilled a lot of blood on this land, and for dumb reasons. And that's normally when you end up having hauntings. Or at least good ghost stories is when you have like mass dumbness, as well as just there's some real good back road ghost stories from Texas. Speaking of one, go ahead and give a quick sample of what we'll be up to on that. This is the driverless ghost car in Edinburg, Texas, by the admin of True Horror Stories of Texas. I did see an old 1950s white rusted Chevrolet car. It was 3 a.m. I was coming from Trevino's restaurant on Klosner. When I passed the Whataburger, I saw through the corner of my eye a car passing me, and I did not want to see it. But it passed me, and it got in front of me and started to slow down, so I moved to the right lane. Then they moved again and got in front of me. So again I moved to the left, and they moved again and got in front of me and completely stopped. I hit the brakes on the car and noticed that there was no one in the car when I moved to get around them. I was in disbelief at the same time. I did not want to be staring at the car, so I reversed. And by the time I looked to the front, the car was no longer there. It had disappeared. I took a different route home, and all the way I was thinking and asking myself, what did I just see? Then I remembered that years earlier, I heard a girl talking about that car. Friends, and she saw that car and it did the same thing. It would get in front and wouldn't let them go by. Then suddenly it slowed down and let them pass. Then they saw the devil was driving the old car. They were yelling and so scared, and again the car passed them, turned into a field where there was a fence. It happened on 281 going towards Hargrill. Till this day, I thank God I did not see the devil in it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Signed, Ian.
Wow. Jesus part was random.
A little random, but very Texas.
Just that you rebuke it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta rebuke it.
Where is Jesus. Edinburgh?
Edinburgh, Texas?
Yeah.
Down near the tip.
The tip? Oh, wow.
Yeah, down there.
Way down there. Way south.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a South Texas story about a car driving around with nobody in it. See, the devil likes to get himself a six-pack. Drive around on them backcountry roads and fuck with people.
I feel like it was probably just some, like, drunk dude.
Oh, yeah, some drunk dude or cholo with his seat real far back, so far you couldn't see him.
Oh, my God, dude. Y'all had that, too? So, fucking in high school, Latino dudes, and they straight up, they're down like this. You can see their hand.
Yeah, you just see their hand.
They're driving. the wheel is moving, you but they are like, I don't know, taking a nap. They're like 3 feet under the fucking like
seat. Like William Dafoe in Daybreakers. They got like a little, they're driving with a camera. I don't know how in the world they're doing it.
Yeah. It's because, like, at our thing, so, like, our small town was so small, there's nothing to do around campus but to, like, do laps around the thing if you had a car or whatever, and some people would. You see those hands up in the windshields and stuff with the low rider fucking cars. I'm like, y'all gonna die. You've been just doing laps.
Your hometown have any ghost stories?
It's supposed to be, I don't know what the story is behind it or something, so maybe I'll have to try to see if somebody knows.
Right.
But, like, supposedly, if you go out to the railroad tracks and stuff, there was, like, some kind of accident there. And it's supposed to be dead. But, I mean, it's, like, one of those stories that's a lot of places, if you put, like, baby powder or flour or something like that.
The helping
you'll
hands.
See the little, yeah, you'll see the little, this one's specifically supposed to be children's hands.
The helping hands are almost always children.
Pushing the, if you, like, make it seem like your car has been stopped before or whatever, then you'll,
railroad
like,
tracks, and, covered bridges.
Yeah, there's no bridges in our town.
Yeah. Covered bridges is normally, from the trope slash, urban legend of, a bus going off and all the kids drowning. And the train is normally similar in that a bus or a family was parked on the, got stuck on the tracks. And so it's the hands of the children that were in the back seat that will like help push you across. Or it's the parents that don't want you to end up like them. You know what I mean?
That I have to take a trip sometime because it's really fucked. But I, like, our town was just one of those long towns, if you know what I mean. There's like one main street going through
and
it, and it was just like fucking
half?
No. I don't know where the railroad is. I have never the train where it runs or whatever around where in the town. I don't know. I don't
but
know.
You can hear
it's
it.
Not in the, no. It's not in the town. I've never heard it. I've never seen it. I've been told that story, and I never like.
Never
I don't know where
that.
The fucking tracks are. So,
it's just mystery train. It was a ghost train, man. You find the ghost tracks. You find the ghost kids.
I guess because like now we never. Oh my god, I yearn for those days. Never heard a peep of a train because I lived out by the lake. You might hear crickets. You might hear a coyote, cow, different animals, or something like that. But you would never heard a train. No. Gunshots, whatever, no train.
So we also had a train ghost story. This one was told to me by my grandmother, if I'm remembering right. And hers was about an old Mexican man that worked, and that he would walk home along the railroad tracks after work. And that one day, while walking home, to try after, you know, that he was walking home and that his paycheck flew out of his top pocket. They had put it in his top pocket on his way home. And it had fallen out and hit the tracks. And so he was searching on the tracks for his paycheck when the train hit him, taking his head clean off. Don't know how and what position he was in and how he didn't notice the train coming. But supposedly took his head clean off. And now you can hear the headless wailing of a man trying to find his paycheck out on the tracks.
That just seems like one of those like fables or something. It's supposed to like teach you a lesson. It's not really a ghost story at all. It's just like, don't be a dumbass. Like, yeah, there's no way. There's just no train that is nowhere near quiet enough that
it's gonna sneak up on
that,
you.
You don't know. I was just so into like trying to find that check, man. Took it clean off.
I don't know how hard he was looking at the ground, his face, his head, his neck.
Also, how did he position himself? For
I don't know, man. It's impossible.
Just only took off the head.
It's impossible, like, but it is apparently what happened.
Just get your grandma to tell the full story.
Yeah. So I remember that one. But there is a bunch. But that's because, like, most of the small towns I've lived in are small towns. And they are filled with
ghost stories. I wish.
Oh, well, yeah. They're out there. And we will be covering them. Probably about once a month, we'll try and drop a Haunted Heart episode where we look up a location and discuss a haunted location, do a tarot reading for said haunted location, and then we just kind of read some ghost stories and talk metaphysics, astrology, you know what I mean, type of thing. No, we're not astrology, because we're not exactly astrologists.
No.
Astrologizers.
Astrology's all right. It's just not me. I don't know.
Leave it to Agra.
I mean, like, I don't know. It's somewhat helpful. Like, I don't know. Like, of getting someone to know, like, rather than, like, what's your sign, like, type of thing, I'd rather know what your seventh deadly sin is out of it. For me, I think that's more telling of a person if we can get along than what your sign is. Because you're like, you're a Scorpio, and my mom's a Scorpio. I don't get along with her at all, or understand her. I get you just fine. Not really completely different Scorpios.
It happens, man. Everyone's different. So, follow along with us. We'll be here doing our thing. You'll find us out on the Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Bullhorn. You can find us out there. But
Anchor,
of course, mostly on Anchor because we've been enjoying hosting through them. Like, follow, subscribe, review, do all of it, guys, because it helps us get out there and helps it spread. Yeah. Spread.
Feel free to send emails or articles or whatever. Yep.
Like, tabloid.
Or even like hometown ghost stories or something, yeah, if you got them.
Yep. And if you care to, on the Anchor app, anchor.fm /tabloid tarot, you'll find us there. You can drop us a audio message. So if you want to just straight up send us your ghost story, you can actually record it through your phone in the Anchor app, and we can play it back. And then we'll play and discuss and, you know, talk about the ghosts. But, you can find us on Instagram as tabloid_tarot. And email is tabloidtarot@gmail.com. And just shoot us a message and we'll be here. Till next time, I'm Ruben.
Tuesday. We need to find a sign off. It will be found.
It will be found.
Tabloid tarot. It's terrifying.